United Nations says there's been a 37% increase in poppy cultivation in Afghanistan. Poppy sap is the raw ingredient for heroin. As NPR's Dia Hadid reports, the UN warns the situation could get worse.
A survey released by the UN finds the area under poppy cultivation in 2020 was one of the highest ever measured. It indicates the pandemic-related economic downturn in Afghanistan is partly responsible for the increase because it's led to rising food prices, and that's pushed impoverished farmers into using more land to cultivate poppies. The UN warns as hardship worsens, farmers are likely to expand their poppy fields even more. Afghanistan dominates the world heroin trade, which helps fuel the Taliban's insurgency. And it's unclear how much support the country will have to curb poppy cultivation as foreign forces leave. Dia Hadid, NPR News.
America's temperature is rising. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says the country's normal temperature is now 1 degree higher than it was 20 years ago. It now stands at 53.3 degrees Fahrenheit. NOAA's figures also show the eastern and central U.S. are getting wetter, while the west is getting drier. Meteorologists update the climate data once a decade. U.S. futures contracts are trading flat and slightly in mixed territory at this hour. Dow futures contract up a fraction. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues on CPR News. Coming up, it's a huge and unprecedented task vaccinating Colorado's nearly 6 million residents. Now, that push is reaching a new phase. The folks who most strongly wanted the COVID vaccine have mostly gotten it.
Demand, I feel like, has gone down a little bit. It's just trying to figure out who still needs vaccines, because obviously we have not vaccinated the entire population.
The battle to reduce barriers and reach those who may still have questions. CPR health reporter John Daly has our story coming up in 15 minutes on All Things Considered on CPR News. Tonight, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Denver, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Grand Junction, partly cloudy. Vail, a chance of snow showers overnight. You're listening to CPR News.